The Galaxy Power Spectrum on the Lightcone, Deep, Wide-Angle Redshift Surveys and the Turnover Scale, by Daniel Pryor et al. We derive expressions for the survey window convolved galaxy power spectrum in real space for a full sky and deep redshift survey, but taking into account the geometrical light cone effect. We investigate the impact of using the standard mean redshift approximation as a function of survey depth, and show that this assumption can lead to both an overall amplitude suppression and scale-dependent error when compared to the backquote true spectrum. However, we also show that by using a carefully chosen backquote effective fixed time, one can find a range of scales where the approximation to the full model is highly accurate, but only on a more restricted set of scales. We validate the theory by constructing dark matter and galaxy light cone mock surveys from a large n-body simulation with a high cadence of snapshots. We do this by solving the light cone equation exactly for every particle, where the particle world lines are obtained in a piecewise fashion with cubic interpolation between neighboring snapshots. We find excellent agreement between our measurements and the theory, approximately plus or minus 5%, over scales 0.004 HMPC 1 is less than or equal to K is less than or equal to 0.54 HMPC 1, and for a variety of magnitude limits. Finally, we look to see how accurately we can measure the turnover scale of the galaxy power spectrum K0. Using the light cone mocks, we show that one can detect the turnover scale with a probability P is greater than or equal to 95% in an all-sky catalog limited to an apparent magnitude MLIM approximately 21. We also show that the detection significance would remain high for surveys with MLIM approximately 22 and 20% sky coverage. This was the Galaxy Power Spectrum on the Light Cone, Deep, Wide-Angle Redshift Surveys and the Turnover Scale, by Daniel Pryor et al.